I have definitely spoken to smaller crowds, so I feel right at home here. I want to first of all say thank you to Pastor Henry and Pastor Jackie. Hello to you both. I love you both. I appreciate you. Whether you know it or not, this church is such a blessing to our ministry all the way in Texas. And we're so grateful, not just for the opportunity to minister when we come, but just to know you guys and what the Lord's doing through you. You're a wonderful testimony of God's goodness right here in Escondido and surrounding San Diego. Amen. One of the most powerful churches that we get to visit all year is right here. What am I doing here? Just a little away. All right. There we go. Is that better? All right. Well, praise the Lord. Well, why don't we just jump right into prayer, and then we're gonna go for it. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you're doing in the Promise Church. Lord, thank you for all that you're doing through Pastor Henry and Pastor Jackie and their family, Pastor Cindy and all the pastors on staff here at the Promise. Lord, thank you for supernatural manifestations. Lord, we've been talking about miracles in the past weeks and months. And Lord, we thank you that this is a day of miracles. 2021 is our time to rise and shine and do all that you've called us to do. So, Lord, we choose right now by faith to stay awake. We're going to pay attention. We're going to hear. We're going to grow and receive all that you've got for us today. Our ears are open. Our ears are open to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. 2021 will be the year to hear. Amen. Eight times in the New Testament, Jesus, eight times, five of them, I believe, are in the book of Revelation, but eight times mentioned to his disciples and those around him, he talked about, he that hath ears to hear, so let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. And the Lord woke my wife and I up to this about 3 years ago in Bible study, and this started being prayed out in our lives, actually about 5 years ago now. That reference, he that hath ears to hear, so let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. The Lord is constantly speaking a message to his church, but it's for the purpose of getting his message through his church. In the body of Christ in the last 100 years, we've done really great at getting the Word of God to us. But God wants to get his word by word and demonstration through us. And I believe we're living in the exact time where the Lord is I won't say desperate, but he's on fire about this manifesting of himself through the sons and daughters of God. Can you say amen? And so I want to read you something. I normally am a preacher, but this came to me over the last 24 hours, and I've written four sermons this week on behalf of today, and I believe I landed on the right one, the fourth one. So the fourth time is a charm. Amen. You never want to get up as a minister and just share something that you want to hear or that you think sounds good. This is not a day for that. That day is over. Not that there ever was a day for that, but we're living in such a small sliver of time right before the rapture and the coming of the Lord, and so every moment counts. And so we always want to not only be at the right place at the right time, but be saying the right things and also hearing the right things. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing by the word of God. So we don't want just a word of God. There's 66 books. There's a lot of word in here, but we want the word of God for right now. Can you say a good amen? And God wants to talk to us so that he can talk through us. This is called partnering with the unseen. Let us be intentional now and not casual about the things of the Spirit. We've watched, or I've watched as a minister over the last two decades, gone to many different conferences and things, and I'm just going to say this boldly because it's been out there. I've watched as the enemy has subtly tried to bring shame and guilt on the things of the Spirit and people who are striving to go deeper for the things of the Spirit. And we've watched how the enemy has divisively used different people and even in ministries to say some things that would diminish things of the Spirit. Things like spiritual joy or Holy Ghost laughter in the church. I've listened and seen how that's been subtly kind of kicked out as super spirituality. But you know, you are a spirit. You can't be too spiritual. Any more than carpet can be too carpet-like. Or a chair can be too much like a chair. You're just too comfortable, you. Nobody can be. Now, you can be goofy. And you can be weird. He hasn't endued us with weirdness. No, Acts 1:8 says, you've received power now that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And we know the difference between the flesh and the spirit. Don't we? Amen. But we are a spirit people. We are people who are spirit. We're people of the spirit. We operate, we feed on spiritual food, and we operate in spirit substance called faith. Faith is the substance. Spirit substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We are spiritual people. When in Genesis 1, it said, God said, let us make man in our image, after our own likeness. You're not kind of like God. You're exactly like he is. In the epistles, I believe it's over in 3rd, is it 3rd John or 1st John? One of the Johns, there's a few of them to choose from. He said, as he is, Jesus, so are you now in this world. You're not kind of like him. You're just like him. The world shouldn't have to look any farther than to you to find God. Remember when Jesus' disciples came? They said, hey, show us the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Where does he live? In you. Man, when they see you, let them see him. One area we've seen over the years, and you've experienced this, the enemy doesn't mind if you get born again. He doesn't even mind if you share it with a few people here and there. But as long as you don't step over into the realm of what is considered radical, or where you might actually be a force to be reckoned with, where you would actually tap in wholeheartedly and go all in, if you will, put it all on the table and say, Lord, I really want whatever you want. When that's our attitude, and I believe we're starting off the year with that prophetic word, I'm all in this year. We found out the cost. Many found out the cost last year of the sacrifice that would be made if you aren't all in. But this is a year to be all in. I'm going to let him provide for all of my needs, not just some of them. I'm not going to pick and choose a few needs to withhold from him and worry about those on my own. Nope, no more. I'm all in. I'm casting all my cares upon him in 21, and he will care for me. In 2021, this year, God wants to be your caregiver for all your cares. He wants to take them all up. He wants to do through you and with you what only he can do. Somebody say, I am a spirit. There is a realm that cannot be seen with natural eyes nor heard from with physical ears. Yet it is all around us and it governs everything that we do, see, feel, and touch, and smell, and even hear. In Genesis 1, we immediately see that before the worlds were framed, there was God. And in Hebrews 11:3, it says that the worlds were framed by his words. God spoke it all into existence. Matter itself and the very substance of earth that can now be seen with physical eyes, came from the unseen realm of the Spirit of God. It was his words that brought them from the unseen realm to the seen realm. We also know that man is not only God's creation, as we said, but man was created after the exact same image and likeness of God himself. You and I are not only resembling God today, but our actual makeup and the very substance that makes us alive is just like our Heavenly Father. Can you say amen? Jesus' disciples asked him, as I said, show us the Father. And he responded, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The world does not have to look any further to see God than looking straight to you and I. He lives in me. He resides in me. And when I pray in the Spirit and I read his word, that who lives, he who lives in me comes upon me. And I'm no longer the same. I'm no longer the same man. God's ultimate plan and desire is that we partner with him so much in the unseen realm of the Spirit that we begin to resemble, act, walk, and ultimately live as God's little g in this world. People should see us and our actions and hear our words and experience God for themselves. Though things in this world over the course of time do evolve and change, and oftentimes eventually resemble something completely different, the essence of man and the matter of man stays the same. Like God, man is a speaking spirit. There's no other creation on the planet that has the ability to command and make change. You know one thing about mountains? They don't have willpower. If the right man or woman speaks to them and believes what they say, Jesus said, it would have to move. Only people, only God's creation, only mankind has that ability. You ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, Lord, what makes me like you? The thing that makes you most like him is you're a speaking spirit. Can you say amen? Man has a soul, which is his mind, his will, and emotions. And man lives in and possesses a physical body. However, man is not a body nor a soul. Man is spirit like God is spirit. Reconciling this understanding, this truth, in your own consciousness will assist you not only in receiving the word of God as spirit itself, but receiving it as a spirit yourself. You can never fully grasp even the written word of God unless you receive it as spirit and receive it as you being spirit. One cannot fully accept God or receive God's written word unless they receive it as spirit and being spirit themselves. You could easily see how problems would arise with a spirit being trying to live a natural life, yet by spiritual principles that can only be obtained by spirit substance called faith. This is why many people trying to live a Christian life and walk in the supernatural have trouble. They haven't first recognized that they are supernatural, and everything they say and do is to come from that unseen realm. Jesus said, I only say and do what I first see my Father do in the unseen realm. Are you still here? Spiritual things cannot be handled by mere man. It takes a spirit man to handle things of the Spirit. It takes spiritual ears to hear things of the Spirit. It takes spiritual eyes to see the things of the Spirit. You and I don't walk or live by what we physically see. This is all changing and subject to change. And many things in your life today are subject to change the moment that you open your mouth and command them to change. All of which you are and have been equipped with, all of this by the one Holy Spirit of God. You don't merely have a brain, but the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that we have the mind of Christ, which translated means the mind of the anointing or the mind of burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God, which is both supernatural and comes from the unseen realm of the Spirit. That's what we have. I'm not just smart. I'm brilliant. I have sheer brilliance on the inside. I have the capability. There's a possibility in me to know all things. Anything I need to know, I can know on the fly. Why? Because he lives in me. And he knows all things, and he created all things. And through you and I, if we tap into that, you know, I'll throw this out there. It's not in my notes here. One of the greatest ways you'll tap in to the things of the Spirit in 2021 is to pray in the Spirit every day. Make more time in this year than you did last year to pray in other tongues. Praying in other tongues. Well, I preach a sermon that I got from Kenneth Hagin called Why Tongues. And he gave 10 reasons in this little red book of why you should pray in other tongues. You know, when you pray in other tongues, the Bible says you build yourself up. Well, in one translation, that term building yourself up literally means to edify. Edify, in one translation, literally means to educate oneself. You know, you can educate yourself on the fly and never sit in a classroom. You can get wisdom that you did not have on the way to a job interview by praying in other tongues, and all of a sudden the Lord will give you a word. You ever had a word? A word in due season that you could not have gotten from any place but the unseen realm? It was the right word. In fact, it was the word that that particular situation needed to hear. It was the word that that person needed to hear. You ever had the right word? He always has the right word. The Bible says he will fill your mouth with good things. Praise the Lord. This is why so many men have argued the word of God and tried to take it apart and make natural sense of it. But the word of God cannot ever be brought down to fallen man's natural understanding or intellect. How can something that is supernatural and the very source of life itself be understood, maintained, or handled by something that is spiritually dead and confined to a prison of this earthly realm? It can't. It can't. You could argue the word all day long, but it doesn't do any good. The Bible doesn't say argue the word. It says preach the word. Paul told Timothy, preach the word. Be instant, in season and out. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Always have the word ready. Brian, this is the year of the radical Christian. Someone who would make a practice that it's very second nature, that every conversation I'm in, I'm just looking for that inlet to bring the spirit realm into manifestation. That's all you're called to do and be in life, is a manifester of the presence of God. A manifester. Can you manifest his presence? Yes, you can. Everywhere you go. I found this to be true. You can try it out in this new year. The more you talk about Jesus, the more he will show up. The more you talk about what Jesus can do, the more you will see what he can do. I've been not judging, but I am intrigued by this. A minister friend of mine, several years ago, we were talking. He said, you ever listen for how often your favorite ministers actually say the name of Jesus in their sermon? I said, I've not really thought about that before. He said, next time you're sitting listening to your favorite preacher, make note of how many times they talk about the Lord versus how many times they talk about self or other people or other things. And he said, I have this belief that the more I talk about Jesus and the things of the Spirit, the greater they become in my eyes. And the greater they become in my eyes, the easier it is for me to partner with them. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit, is the friend that sticks closer than the brother. Do we know him like that? He wants to know us like that. He wants to be invited into every avenue and every conversation and everywhere we go, just like we're walking together through this world. I think if I knew that I was walking with him everywhere I went, I'd be less fearful about where we're going. What does he have to be afraid of? Where can't he go? What can't he do? And through him and by him, the Bible says, you can do all things through Christ, which is your strength. In 2020, we experienced many things, and many people around us suffered under the curse that is very much alive and at work in this fallen world. So much bad news was spread in 2020. So many lies and evil reports were allowed to stand. So many terrible things that so many never saw it coming. But some saw it well in advance. Some saw it way before they ever happened. Many prophesied of the things of 2020 to come. Many prophesied of those things even decades ago. One thing as believers that we must realize and understand, God is not hiding anything from us. And nothing that happens in this world is supposed to catch us unaware. He has given us his word first. and his Holy Spirit to both navigate what we can see in the natural, but also to see what is coming ahead. And for some of the things, we must put a stop to them first in the Spirit by taking our spiritual authority, by his Spirit word, and by the Holy Spirit. And for others that cannot be stopped, to be prepared and ready far in advance. Far in advance. You know, it's not only possible as a Spirit-filled believer to see what's ahead, but God's Word, the Bible, is the only book in the world that can tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All you need to have is eyes to see, ears to hear the revelations of the Spirit in the unseen realm. Those eight different times that the Lord said, "He that hath ears to hear, so let him hear." It's one of the few phrases that you find the Lord repeat so many times. We're living in an hour that this literally means everything. Can you hear his voice? He said, "Of my sheep know my voice." Our confession, my wife and I, constantly, sometimes many times throughout a single day, we say, "I know the voice of the Good Shepherd, and he's leading me to my promised land." And my promised land currently is not heaven. That's where I'm eventually ending up, one way or the other. One thing about life, even if Jesus tarries his coming, like Keith Moore says, nobody makes it out alive. But I do believe we will see the eastern sky open. I do believe we will be called up sooner than you think. I believe we're right there. You say, "Oh, you shouldn't get people's hopes up over the rapture." That's exactly where your hopes should be up about. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. In fact, if you listen quietly in your prayer time, you can hear him saying, "I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon." We can all agree, no matter what you think about end time events, we can all agree that we're closer than we've ever been. And if that's all you can agree on, then latch on to that with your faith and say, "Lord, I can't do it like I did yesterday. I can't afford to think like I did last year. No, a whole year has gone by. I'm closer now." It all counts right now. 2021 is the year to hear. 2021 is my year to hear. It's my year to hear clearly his voice so that I'm in the right place, doing the right thing, constantly saying the right thing, constantly hearing the right thing, constantly guarding against the wrong thing. You know, it's possible to go through life with very few snags. You don't hear about that much. Some of the testimonies we hear more often in spiritual circles is how bad the devil is for 20 minutes and then the last 30 seconds, but thank God we're making it out alive. No, that's not our testimony. Our testimony first starts by faith that I'm always in the right place at the right time. Man, I've been walking with the Lord now for some years and I'm getting better at it. Things are working in my favor. I'm hearing his voice more clearly this year. I'm hearing it everywhere I go, down to the point where he even tells me sometimes where to turn in traffic. He even tells me sometimes where to what to wear and what to say. Why? People say God's in control. No, he's not in control. You're in control. Man came up to me recently, he said, "Well, God's in control." And before I could grab the words back, I said, "Why doesn't he make you pay your tithes? Why doesn't he make you show up to church on time?" I didn't mean to say all that, it just leaped out of me. God is in control. I said, "If God's in control, you wouldn't be wearing that outfit." I didn't say that one, but I thought it. No, God's not in control. God gave man authority in this world, and man gave it up. But then God sent Jesus and gave us the opportunity to have authority again. If something's going to happen in my world and in my realm, it's because I believed God in his word and I brought that thing from the unseen realm into the seen realm. We are carriers of the unseen. You're a carrier of the unseen realm. There's a whole world of things in you, many of which that we haven't even seen the greatest parts of yet. It should not surprise us when miraculous things happen when we pray. It's supposed to happen. We're supposed to get our prayers answered. This is not an allegory or some fictitious life that we're living as Christians. No, things are supposed to happen. We decree, we command, we take authority, and we dominate. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. 2021 is the year to hear. It is time to make time to hear what God is saying to the church and partner with him in the unseen realm. We have been given his authority in the earth to walk, talk, and live just like Jesus. In fact, Jesus said of this very thing that we're to do greater works than he even did in this earth. A few weeks ago, I ministered here and I talked about a few of the greater works. You know, Jesus laid hands on the sick, and the sick were made healed. Some of the sick laid hands on him. Remember in Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood? She didn't even get to his skin. She touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. And Jesus told his disciples, he said, you walk with me. There's going to come a time when I go to my Father, you'll do greater things than even what you see me do. It wasn't until last summer that I heard a message on greater things that made absolute It came from the Spirit. I don't know why we'd never heard it before. But you know, Paul, a disciple of the Lord, he didn't physically walk with the Lord like Peter did, but he came on the scene. Paul recognized a revelation in the Spirit that though Jesus laid physical hands on people, and we do that, he said, I believe we could transfer this power. Maybe that lesson of Mark 5, where the woman touched the hem of his garment and didn't get his hands, was made whole. It went off in Paul and said, get me all the napkins you can find. Get me all the material. I want to go to the mountains, but I don't have time. I want to go to foreign lands, but I can't go everywhere except for where the Spirit is leading me to. So bring me the rags. And he laid hands on the rags. And by faith, he endued power. You know, there is no time and space in the Spirit. And everything is connected. And if you begin to see that, you'll begin to see that I have authority in the whole earth right here from Escondido, California, right sitting on my couch. I can take authority over a situation happening all the way in Iran. And I can command change. Oh, if prayer people would think this way, we would pray and see God move. Don't let anything limit you in 2021 to living below your means and living a small, meager mentality like, well, we just all want to contribute together and we just all, you know, we're one little body and we all make a little difference here and there. No! No! We're the body of Christ. We're the army of God. We stand tall. Why? Because he is not weak. He is not small. He is not emaciated. He is not beat. He is the life that's within me. When we pray, our prayers get answers. When we command, things shift and move and change. That's what we do. That's what he longs to do through us. Can you say a good amen? Partnering with the unseen realm. We see this in Jesus' ministry. Look at Mark 11 for a minute. I've got my timer set. And when you hear it, that means I have 5 minutes left. Mark 11. Now you know this. Never let a familiar verse become cliche. Because that 10,000th time you hear it, something could go off if you'll mix faith with it. That's why Jesus could do no mighty works in his hometown. Everyone heard him speak, but they were offended at him because they realized, oh, this is Jesus. He grew up down the street. That's Mary's son. He used to play with my kids. This is Jesus trying to talk to me with authority? How is it that they weren't smart or bright enough to realize everywhere he went, the fame of him lingered? Why? Because of all the signs, wonders, and miracles. But he comes home and no one can accept it. After a man walks on water, heals blind eyes, casts out demons, puts mud in the man's eyes, tell him to go wash in the river, and the pool of Siloam, comes back and he's healed. Yet when he comes home, for whatever reason, unbelief got in the way. The spirit of offense. So when we hear the word of God in 2021, when we hear the word of God, we'll mix faith with it like never before. Like hungry, something that's hungry, that I'm looking for the spirit of God. I'm looking for him. When I'm hearing the word of God, I'm looking for something to hook up with. Let this be a year where there's not one visit to church, either here or online, that you're looking for something to disagree with. That'll keep you broke. That'll keep you bound. That'll keep you sick. I'm not looking to disagree. I'm looking for the power of agreement. We may not agree on everything, but the things we don't, I just cast them aside. There's no power in disagreement. No, I'm looking for how can we agree? Can we agree on healing, that Jesus is the healer? Can we agree that God wants to do great and wonderful things here? Can we agree that this is a church that's going to surrender itself in 2021 to hearing his voice and doing his will? If we can agree on that, we can do things. Amen. The power. Look for where you can agree this year with your pastors. Look for how you can get in agreement. People stumble, say, well, that can't be, been here for years. That can't be God for me, that church anymore, because we don't agree on this or that. One thing? Out of thousands of other possibilities, you let one little thing? Well, they take communion too much there. I just don't know if I can hook up with that. Sure you can. You've hooked up with way worse things than too much communion in your life. This is the year we go boldly, offended free for 365 days. I went without the spirit of offense. Man, you go a whole month without letting offense get in your crawl and rob you. You'll look at that and go, nope, I recognize you now. You've robbed me for far too long. This is my year to break you off. When I see you coming, I'm kicking you out. Man, you keep you start living in the unseen realm. You'll recognize things that you haven't seen before. All you've seen is the fruit of the spirit of offense. You've seen the fruit of demonic spirits, but all of a sudden you start recognizing them before they can get in and manifest. Operating in the unseen. In Mark 11 here, Jesus speaks to a fig tree for sake of time. Jesus speaks to a fig tree. And Peter comes back, they come back the next day, and the Bible records in verse 20, Peter sees the fig tree dried up from the roots. The roots of a tree represent the unseen part of the tree. In 2021, the Spirit of God is drawing us to partner with the unseen force that is backing his word. It's his spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:6, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Jesus said of his own book, this book by itself is dead, but it's the Spirit that gives it life. In 2021, I vow I will not use the word of God to cut people down with. This is not a cutting down book. This is a restoration book. I won't use this word to judge people with. I could easily do that, but that's what the devil does. You know, the spirit of Antichrist is wrapped up in pride and judgment. Tries to use even God's word to judge others. No, that's Antichrist. Christ lifts and builds and honors and exalts and blesses. This will be the year that I'm a blessing. And I'm a major blessing, because I was a big blessing last year. But this year, we're believing God to be the biggest blessing in people's lives. You know what that means? I got to have more. You can't do more unless you have more. So I'm believing God this year for a double portion of the blessing that I walked in last year. And we walked in some marvelous things last year. But this is our year to really press in. Can you say amen? And reap everything. I don't want someone else getting my stuff. You got to decide, are you going to get yours? I don't want my neighbor getting mine because I rejected it. No, I want my stuff. And if they don't want theirs, God, I'll take theirs too. Patsy Caminiti used to always say, become hoggish about the things of God. Go to every service looking for the Spirit. Go to everywhere you go looking for the goodness of God to pour out. 2021 will be my year to see the goodness of God in a greater way. Can you say amen? It's going to be faith and partnership with the power of the Holy Ghost that dominates in this new year. You and I are about to partner with the unseen force of faith by the power of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? It has always been the unseen working behind the scene that sustains God's people. In Zechariah 4:6, he said, it's not by might nor by power, but it's always by my Spirit, says the Lord. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. I don't know if you realize those four things, principalities, powers, wickedness, these four things are the four demon spirits at work in this world. But Jesus gave authority to us over all four. I may be in this world, but I'm not operating from this world. My New Testament says, and it declares, and I believe it's true, that I have now been seated in heavenly places with him, right next to the Father, far above all principalities, powers, mights, and dominions, and any name that is named in this world or that which is to come. I'm literally seated in heavenly places. Though you see me here, I'm not operating from this realm. Constantly, Jesus took time to get away and pray and be with his Father. Why? Because he knew though he's here, he has to operate from the realm that dominates over this realm. Let this be your year. Let this be your year to partner with the unseen. Let this be your year to take authority not over people and not over angry situations, but take your authority over the demonic forces that are trying to manipulate people. I'm not mad at people. I'm angry that the devil has been able to do whatever he wants through people. So I don't come against people. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. My fight is in the unseen realm. I'll leave you with this. As long as we keep the enemy in the realm of the Spirit, we always have the victory. If we try and fight him in the realm of this natural setting, he's the God of this realm, the Bible says. And he's got this world on lease. Man came up to Brother Hagin one day and he said, Brother Hagin, I want you to lay hands on me and pray that the devil will never mess with me again. Brother Hagin was quite a character. He put his hands on the man. He said, kill him, Lord. And the guy spit like that. He said, I don't want to die. He said, well, brother, as long as you're in this world, you're always going to have an enemy to deal with. But here's the good news. By the Spirit, you've already won. Make this a year that you get in your Bible and you find all the things that feed your faith on winning. Focus your attention in the epistles this year. Those are the letters written directly to you and I as believers. Focus your attention in Ephesians and Philippians, Colossians, the letters written to the church. And feed your faith. I'm a winner. I can't lose. I can't fail. Things are happening in my life. Money's finding me. Grace and favor is finding me. I'm a winner. I'm a winner in Christ Jesus. I can hear my parents telling me, on the way to school, every single day, before I got out of the car, they'd say, Joey, what are you? I'd say, I'm a winner, Mom. Every time, even when I got tired of it as a teenager. Joey, before you go, what are you? I'm a winner, Dad. I used to have a little joke, and I'd say, I'm a wiener. But I grew out of that. There's no wieners. We're all winners. Winners. Can you stand with me? Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you that we are partnering with the unseen in 2021. 2021 is going to be so much fun. This is our year to hear. 2021, so much fun. It's our year to hear. So, Lord, we open up our ears. We're all ears, Lord. Wherever, whenever, however, whatever, with whoever. Lord, we're hearing you. And by faith we declare, and I declare over this congregation, you will hear clearly. You will hear clearly. You are hearing clearly. Clearer than you've ever heard before. It's not by might nor by power. It's by his spirit. So take the work off of it. Take the worry out of it. Just start saying, I hear the voice of the good shepherd. He's leading me to my promised land. I hear the voice of the good shepherd in all things. I know the right way to turn. I'm not lost. I've been found. I'm not blind, I see. I'm not deaf, I hear. I hear clearly. You start saying that, it'll build a edifice. It'll build a structure in your heart, and you'll begin to believe it, and you'll see it's true. You do hear the voice of the good shepherd. You know his voice so clearly, and he's directing every step this year for you. In Jesus' name, amen.